Hi, this is Yang Chou, and I'm here to show you how you can create certificates for establishing a point-to-site VPN connection to an Azure virtual network. At this time, we have created a virtual network with the VPN gateway generated. As you can see, we have a valid gateway IP address. However, we have not uploaded a root certificate to this virtual network, and we also need to generate a client certificate to be installed at the VPN client. First, let me show you how we can generate a root certificate. We are going to use a tool called MakeCert, which you can easily search using your favorite browser in internet and to find out the documentation, and which show you all the switches and how to use it, and even with some samples. Okay, and then this tool is available in Visual Studio. Here I have already placed makecert.exe in this folder. And if you just type makecert, it will actually bring up the help file, which will kind of show you how to use it. In this case, to generate a root certificate, this is the command that we're going to use. As indicated in the statement, the exchange means this certificate is intended for key exchange. And once we create this root certificate, which is called P2S root point to site root certificate, this will be placed in my folder, which is the personal folder of the computer account. So let's go ahead, hit enter, and it's been generated. This certificate will be placed in the certificate store, which we can access through certmgr.msc. Right, and from here, we can simply just go to the personal and then certificate folder, and then that's our root folder that's been generated. What we need to do now is to export this root certificate. So let's go ahead and export that by right-click and all task and then export. Next, we will not export the private key. This is the X.509 certificate, which is our public key. So do next, and this format is fine. And we're going to place in actually our MakeCert folder right here. And we are just going to call it p2sroot.cert. Okay, finish that. The export is successful. And if we do a dir, there you go. That is our certificate. So what we need to do now is to upload this certificate into Azure Management Portal. To do that, we can go back to our management portal and click certificate and go ahead, upload a root certificate here and browse to your local folder and point to that root certificate that we have just generated. Okay, it's been uploaded, and that's how we can upload a root certificate into our virtual network. And if we go back to look at our virtual network at this time, and you notice once it updated status, this gateway actually is ready for connection. For our client certificate, we can go back to our local MakeCert folder, and this is the statement to create a point-to-site client certificate, as I name it. And we also indicate this is for key exchange, and this will be placed in our personal folder of the computer account as well. And this particular client certificate is associated with this already generated root certificate. So hit enter, succeeded, and we can again go back to certmgr.msc to take a look at the client certificate that's just been generated. So that's our client certificate. We need to export this with the private key. So we do right click, all task and export. Next, and we do want to export with the private key such that we can use this client certificate to connect the paired public key X.509 certificate, which we have already uploaded into Azure Virtual Network. Click Next and put a password. It is also recommended that for each computer where you do a point-to-site connection, generate a different client certificate for security reason. Okay, file name, we're gonna store in the same location and we're just gonna call it point-to-site client. And as you notice that this will be a PFX format. Save that, next, finished. Okay, so if we go back to the Mixcert folder, and there is our client PFX certificate. What we need to do now is to install this at the client such that we can make a secure connection from the client to the Azure Virtual Network to establish a point-to-site connection.